I feel like
you just open up a whole new can of worms, Steve. Like, let's go I'm with st- if it's a human being, well, is no. there
Steve,
a responsibility?
What is a woman? Hello, everybody, and welcome back to yet another week. Surprising. We are... a day late.
We are a day late. That's my
late
fault.
And a dollar short. If you are one of our regular listeners and you are tuning in to your
114th episode,
we say thank you.
Thanks. Aww.
And if you are new here, we have a fast-paced show that we typically take like 2 to 3 to 4 interesting things that we pull from life, whether we are just scanning the interwebs and we say, hey, this is going to be a podcast topic, or something that happened to us that's interesting, or anything else in between that we just say, hey, this should be fun for our people.
Yes! Yeah.
And we cram those 2, 3, 4 things into a 30 to 40 minute podcast, and we give it to you every single Wednesday.
Ish.
Most Wednesdays. This week, we actually have a special guest, Steve.
We do.
We do.
Is it cousin brother Phil?
It is not cousin brother Phil. But side note, how did you think he did last week?
I thought he did fantastic.
For him to come in here last minute and save the day.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I'll come in. You know, like, let's do it. And I quote, I thought you'd never ask, is what he texted me back.
But it was funny because that place plus you guys talked about,
yeah,
I definitely have been there. Definitely had a woman rub up on E-Rock thinking it was a man, and he looked at my face and saw the horror in my face and then turned around. It was some dude kissing on his neck and shit. And I was like, oh, I know that place.
And if you didn't catch that last week's episode, we talked about some of my brother and I's crazier rave experiences. Yes. And after parties. We also talked about a threesome that didn't go great. And we talked about Tyson fight. So if you are catching up, listen to this episode, then go back to next week. So moving right along, we have, like I said, a special guest coming downstairs, assuming she gets her shit together and actually joins us, like she said she was going to join us. Have you heard of the missing Nashville teenager, Riley Strain?
No, I feel like since I've been out of the country, I feel like I don't know anything.
America has been turned to mute.
Yes, and I don't know anything about.
How did that feel? America is the center of the universe.
Yes.
So how did it feel not being in the center of the universe?
It was very odd. Like any white person you saw, which you would always assume is American, they were Australian.
Hmm.
So every single white person would be like, good day, mate. And that would be it. But it was odd to like learn about football news, like stuff that's going on. Like I'm a day late. It was a weird feeling. So I've been so out of touch with things.
Okay.
So I have nothing. I know nothing about the Nashville.
So before we get into your Singapore trip, we have my wife, who is the true crime queen of the family.
I think all the family. All right.
All white women love a good true crime documentary.
My wife right now, I will bet she is watching true crime, watching TikToks.
Okay.
So, same thing.
Same situation. Thing. So your wife might be knee deep in this Riley Strain unsolved mystery. We'll leave it at that. Oh, my wife will bring you, I, and everybody listening up to speed.
All right, great.
I was hoping Han would come back and we could do a Singapore show. Like,
yeah.
But
yeah.
He's going to be over there for like a month.
It's going to be quite a bit before he...
before he comes back and gives us a recap.
I didn't really hang out with him that much. I worked with him. I did explore Singapore.
And I am more than interested in hearing... because when you first landed, you sent us a couple pictures of your, like, the airport, and then... you went out for noodles at like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And then you were radio silence for damn near the rest of the trip. So anything you tell me is going to be new right now that I'm hearing it for the first time.
Yes. I will say that flight is fucking rough. So I heard you talking to Phil about how I text you one day and then I text you when I landed and it was a full day later.
Yeah. No, it was a solid full day later. Like, I mean, my day may not have happened because I was sitting on the couch and then also sitting on the couch the next day. I was like, oh, shit, he just landed.
Yeah, that's a fucking rough trip. But I will say on the plane, I did make friends with a guy in front of me who knew a guy who was on the trip with him that knew a guy that is a higher up on United. Then all of a sudden, like, people kept coming up to him. And then he said, hey, tell him to mention the guys in 34C&D. So then all of a sudden, this woman comes back and she's like, oh, but what are you guys drinking? We were drinking wine on the plane.
Because you seem to like wine on a plane.
Because it's free. Well, it's usually free. So it's free. And beers are free. But it's just like you're in there for a long time. So you want to try to get something that will make you fall asleep.
Right.
And this lady's like, oh, don't drink this swill. I'm going to bring you guys a bottle of the first class wine.
Oh.
So they were attentive as all get out the entire flight. The easiest way, you got to fall asleep. So the easiest way to fall asleep is just
get drunk
and then pass out. And then when you wake up, you're 7 hours away. So Singapore is one of the cleanest cities I've ever been to in my entire life. You're not allowed to chew gum. They have trash cans everywhere, which I always think's a downside to most cities. They don't have enough trash cans.
Right. And people are typically lazy. So
yes. And they make rules up to make their country better, I feel. What's the standard stereotype thing about Asian people? What do they like to do?
Take pictures.
All right. Take pictures. There's a lot of that. What else?
Do math.
Asian people love to gamble.
Oh,
there's a casino, which is right underneath the like big thing where they filmed Crazy Rich Asians and that big hotel.
Right.
And it's $150 if you're a citizen to go gamble there. It's free for tourists.
Just to get in?
Just get in. It's $150 because they don't want you spending your money in there. They want the tourists to spend their money. Asians love to smoke.
Because they can't do anything else. You got to have an outlet. You got to have some type of vice.
And they don't want you to smoke. So every packet of cigarettes that is there has dead people on it, like a person with their chest open with lung disease. lung disease.
Do you get a picture of it?
I got a picture of it.
Can we post it? We're posted.
Yeah. Let me show you.
Oh, that's an actual real. It's not a cartoon.
It's not a cartoon. It's a real
cadaver.
A real cadaver with a fucking lung disease.
Yeah. Okay. So that makes a statement. That's a hard statement.
And we did play golf.
Okay. And
golf in Singapore is not fun at all.
Is it because the courses are not as well maintained and interesting?
They're well maintained. You know, they're decent courses. There's not many public courses. So usually it's like private things and they cost like $400,000 to be
like $400,000 US
Singapore dollars. So it's like 75 cents on the dollar.
Oh, so it's still fucking expensive
as shit. Yeah, we went to a couple just to like eat, and just look at the course, but we didn't really. So we played a public course.
Okay.
It's called Marina Bay. It is not fun because it feels like you're going through an assembly line. When I went up to the stand to check in, they asked me, what is my official USPGA handicap? I don't fucking have one of those. And they're like, okay, well, you have to do a swing test. I had to pay $10 for some guy to sit there and watch me hit golf balls. I didn't know how far I was supposed to hit it. I didn't know what club I was supposed to use. And I was using some like weird rented club because there's only like one left-handed set because you're supposed to be right-handed there. And I'm just like fucking whacking away. And one guy, Han, comes up. He gets a couple and he's like, all right, you're good. I'm still fucking hitting golf balls. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to do. And then so they're like, all right, you're good for a month. The other guy with us, he was like, you're good for a month. They're like, you're good for the day. So I could only fucking be there for that one day. And they were like, if you're slow, pick up your ball and move it. Because all they care about is pace of play. Yeah. So it's just and then there's no cart girls. There's no water on the course. And I was totally unprepared for that.
Well,
so by like the 10th hole, I was like, I'm dying of thirst. It's so fucking hot. But yeah, it was a good trip.
So would you go back?
Just to go like on a vacation?
Yeah. Do you feel like you got enough, or do you feel like you only saw enough to make you want to go back?
I saw enough to make me want to go back.
Okay.
It's a beautiful country. I did learn one thing. Did you know it snows in Australia?
No, I wouldn't have guessed that.
I wouldn't have guessed it either. And everybody thought I was the biggest fucking idiot for not knowing it snowed in Australia. They're like, it's the same distance the U.S. is from the equator, so it has seasons. And I was like, bullshit. I was like, Crocodile Dundee never wore a fucking parka. and they're like, no, look it up. And I Googled kangaroos and snow. Fuck, it doesn't fucking snow there.
It doesn't snow?
It does snow.
Oh. I mean, I guess it does make sense, and that is the American stereotype, is that we just don't know what goes on outside the United States.
You feel so fucking ignorant because you just don't understand. Like, people are like, oh, you don't travel all over the world? Right. And I'm like, no.
There's, I think it's a guy, he might be British, and he now lives in the United States. Most people that don't live here think it's so small, and that's why... Outside of the United States, people always think, well, why don't Americans travel? Yeah. It's because we don't have to, because we literally have oceans, mountains, valleys, you know, flatlands. Like, we have every single thing that you could want. We have cold weather states. We have warm weather states. Some people from overseas were in Florida for like a training. And they asked the trainer, hey, we want to go to Chicago for lunch. And they're in Florida. And like, that's the mindset. They think you can just drive wherever because America should be so small. Yeah. So I think that's also the thing. Like, we don't have to leave the United States.
No.
See a lot of the things that you can get. Like, we have the Caribbean. We have everything. Yeah. So unless you really want to go overseas for a particular something or another, you're not really missing a lot. So the true crime queen of the family has now entered the studio and is going to give us the update that we all want.
I broke my rule. I came back on within a year.
Oh, was that a rule?
Yeah. I said I was not coming back.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm glad you did.
In the name of disparity.
I was just telling Jim that I know... Since being overseas, like, I know nothing about it.
Okay.
So I need like the brief. I need a recap of what happened or
Steve,
what's.
Have you been to Nashville?
Yes, I have been to Nashville.
Okay, so you've experienced kind of the craziness, the extreme crowding.
Yes, I feel like the time I went to Nashville was like right before like Nashville became the spot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like
we've also so. Jim took me for my 40th. It was just us as like a surprise trip for a few days. And it was not the big hype yet. Yes. So we've experienced it in both areas, like where it's been like, okay, yeah, this is popular. And then now it's like, okay, this is a little bit too much.
Yeah, we didn't go when it was nothing. Like no, when it was just the old school stuff.
Correct.
Like we went when it was still starting to kind of ramp up a little bit.
Yeah.
But it was within, I mean, we've been going for, 5 years-ish?
Yeah.
And it's nothing like it is today.
Yeah.
Like I mean, they shut the streets down on Friday night.
Yeah. It was nothing like that. I saw this old, Chinese woman walking down the street there. And
we did not see
And
that.
I was like, oh, look at this Chinese woman walking down the street. She must be really popular. There were people circling. It was Steven Tyler. And I was like, oh, shit.
Little bit mistaken identity there.
Yeah. So I just had no fucking clue. But yeah. It was like people walked around like celebrity, where I'm assuming now they probably
don't. Unfortunately, now you don't have that.
You won't see.
Because it's just too much.
Yeah, you won't see Morgan Wallen walking around.
All right, so
it's not always fun and games, apparently, in Nashville.
I know. I always thought it was.
I love to listen to true crime podcasts, but this is
after
not,
you listen to Inappropriate with Jim Steve.
After,
right?
Of course, after the Inappropriate and Laughing on speed 1.25, then I hop over to the. I do listen to that on a little bit faster as well. I think they talk a little slow. But this is not a crime yet. There is no crime. There's just a missing 22-year-old. And for some reason, so this kid, Riley Strain, 22 years old, senior at University of Missouri, in a fraternity, went to a black tie affair, and then went out afterwards, apparently, to the Luke, which we've been, Luke 32.
Is that in that square area?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Brian's, it's in the Luke heart.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
It's right on Broadway.
Correct.
Okay, okay.
It's where all the hype is.
Yeah,
so.
It's one of the main.
Yeah, if you ever, if you haven't been to Nashville, there's like this main couple blocks square where all the, everything is happening there. So.
And it's, you know, it's slowly expanding as everything builds up there. But he was on the main strip, and according to all the cameras and the footage, he was overserved, but he only had one drink there. So who knows what happened before. So I guess from his behavior and whatever he was doing, they said, okay, you got to go. There's
in the bar.
In the bar. Okay. The bouncer said, that's it. You know, you got to get out of here. But records show he only had one drink there. So we don't, there is lapse of information about what happened prior, if he was taking other substances, but he was only served one drink there.
So he was somewhere else prior. You said a black tie affair?
That black tie affair happened the day before, but there is no information as to what happened prior to this entering of, at least that I could find on all the sites. What happened before?
You can
imagine if
a
it's
a frat.
Okay, let's give it
in Nashville.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the evidence will be what it is, but
he got kicked out at 9:25 p.m. So he's partying before 9:25 p.m.
Yeah. So at that age, you don't have like a fucking shit ton of money. So he's definitely pre-gaming in his hotel room.
And they might have hopped into a couple other bars, and then they ended up at Luke's.
Luke's bar kicked him out. I only want to speak to what I know, because if you go on those group websites and this person has this theory, that person has that theory. But there in Nashville, if you've been there, there's cameras everywhere. Every bar has cameras. You can see him stumbling down the streets, going the opposite way of his hotel, going the opposite way of where all the hype and all the bars are. The new evidence says that his friends, when he was kicked out, knew he was getting kicked out and said, "We will meet you outside."
Okay.
They're going to pay the bar tab.
But he was kicked out the back door.
No. According to the new evidence as of today.
Oh, breaking news.
Breaking new evidence. He was out the front door.
Oh, okay.
I'm surprised. His friends probably, did they leave like right after? Or do they know if they left right after? Because remember when we were in Florida, our group, we thought got kicked out of a bar. And we were just like, oh, okay, and then just kept doing what we were doing.
And I think that's the context, right? Like, this is a crazy city. He's going to figure it out. He's got a hotel key. He knows where we're staying. We had one drink here. There's no, like, foul play. Like, okay, he got kicked out. We'll meet up with him. He has his phone. And he leaves the bar. Camera footage shows him not walking too well. So you can tell that
he's definitely stumbling.
Definitely stumbling.
And he's 6 foot. Seven.
So he's
a big motherfucker.
This is a tall kid.
You're not missing him. Right. Like,
this is a tall kid.
Even in a crowd, 6 foot seven
stands out.
According to the camera footage, after he leaves Luke Bar, crosses the street, and he stumbles and kind of hits into a pole. which I can't say, you know, is it might be par for course, right? He's very intoxicated, been partying all day. But when he gets up, he's noticeably not walking as well, right? So he's hurt. Kind of stumbles his way down a couple streets.
He's heading down to
Gay
the bridge.
Street. Right.
Like the bridge that goes over to the stadium?
There's two different ones. That is the one that you're thinking of is the one at the very end of Broadway towards the right. He heads towards the left. There's another bridge.
Okay, okay.
It's still...
It's still a bridge, right? Yeah. But it's up a little bit.
Right.
And it's a known homeless camp where he is heading up towards the other bridge, which is down by the riverbank, which is where a lot of wooded area is and where a lot of the homeless, unfortunate people hang out. And
boiled jeans. That's what always homeless people do.
So as this story is breaking, you know, we're going 11 days now. This kid is missing, unfortunately. His parents are distraught, and there is little evidence of what happened to him. There's cell phone pings throughout the next couple of hours. And then the last cell phone ping was at 10:15 p.m. His cell phone dies. And then as of 2 days ago, there's this footage that shows up where his last cell phone ping was, which was by the river, by the bridge, that a officer was responding to a call from something not related to Riley to a car getting broken into. And he happened to have a body cam on, in which this shirt that Riley was wearing was very unique. It was black, it was tan, and it had like an opposite colored pocket. And you see this 6'7" dude just walking by, and the officer's like, "Hey man, how's your night?" And Riley responds something like, "Hey, what's going on? Good." And just keep and walking normal at this point. And this was around...
That's debatable that he was walking normal.
Okay. Okay. It's debatable. He looked better than he did after he hit the pole. Let's put it
yes,
that way.
Yes. Probably a little dazed and confused.
But also when you see a cop, no matter how screwed up you are, you can put like you can muster all your energy to keep it together for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
That was about 30 minutes after he left Luke's bar is when he saw the officer.
So are they thinking he just fell off the bridge?
There's all these speculations as to what happened, but there is zero clothes, zero evidence, zero anything. They've had drones, they've had boats searching for heat, for bodies, and nothing has come up. No clothes have come up, no shoes have come up. But as of 2 days ago, some random Joe Schmoes have been also in the area because it's been caught so much attention of people that just like to search real crime. And they found
bunch
his
of white
credit
girls probably.
It was a bunch of Caucasian girls like me. I wouldn't say I would go down there and search, but I'm definitely reading all
but
the blogs.
If you were in the area, you would.
Yeah, I probably would.
You 100% would be down there. If you were there right now, Jim would have to drag you into a bar.
Right. Like, I'm looking for his stuff.
Yeah.
But they found his credit card just on top of some rocks down by the end of the river. So then, of course, there's all these psychologists that have these theories of when people want to not be found, they just take their stuff and get rid of it and throw it anywhere. So then there's speculation, oh, well, he doesn't want to be found. He's in Canada somewhere. And then there's speculation, maybe this was a suicide attempt and he just threw his stuff and he wanted to do that. Or perhaps maybe somebody stole his credit card in the bar and he didn't even notice it. So there's all these theories, but it still rings true. There is no evidence of him anywhere as of the last sighting at 9:52 when this officer saw him randomly on his body cam.
What's the craziest theory, like, thing that you heard, like, happened to him? Because, like, me, like, as soon as you say it, I'm like, first I was going to say, you know, he was attacked by homeless people and they, like, killed him, threw him in the creek.
In the river.
Yeah. But... now I'm like, he probably was fucking hammered and fell off the fucking bridge.
I mean, I've been there enough times, and of course I can't say like all the homeless people there, but like there's a weird understanding of the homeless people there.
Uh-huh.
It's they don't really bother you.
Okay.
Now, if you stumble into their camp at 10 o'clock at night, I mean, they're not savages. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, they're not
part
like,
of me wants them to be savages. Right.
So I think in... the unfortunate situation with this is the most reasonable answer is what happened. He's went up there. He probably, if there's a little wall, he wanted to take a timeout, stepped over the wall. He had his credit card in his pocket. He's probably sitting back. It slid out of his pocket. Boom. And he passed out, rolled forward.
Yeah, there is a hill. So it's a noticeable hill into the river.
Yeah. Because
where the credit card was found.
Because I'm assuming.
And rocks.
Because I tend to do this, like, when we're, like, I'll take, like, you're kind of intoxicated. You pay your stuff.
Absolutely. I never put my credit. I always lose my credit card.
You don't want to fumble with your fucking wallet or purse. So you just stick it in your fucking
temporarily
pocket.
Temporarily.
Yeah.
Or he thought he had to go pee. So he went over there and then maybe stumbled on the rocks. You know, once you're in that water, I mean, it's freezing cold. You got all your clothes on and you're drunk. You freeze up. And all it's going to take is a decent current to just wipe. And it's pitch black. It's not like you have all your senses. You're jumping into a pool. You are drunk as shit. If he had his pants down somehow, peeing, and he stumbled, fell, hit his head. Like, that's the most reasonable outcome.
It's so weird because I never think... Do you ever think you could fall in water and not be able to get yourself back?
Yeah, you're like, I'm just going to swim out. I'm just going to go.
Even if I was fucking hammered, I'm not going to be disoriented enough to be like...
not know where the fucking
so, but fully clothed, you know how heavy your clothes get?
Like, well, and there's a lot of people talked about the current. They said that it's a heavy current right there.
And he's definitely wearing cowboy boots.
It appears so. I don't know. Okay. It appears that he has some kind of...
He was actually 5'10", but he was wearing platform cowboy boots.
6'7", with boots. He's like 6'9", pushing 6'10".
He went to that
6'10".
Store that sells buy one pair of boots, get three free, right, or whatever that fucking place is.
Boots, boots, boots.
Okay, so the reason... Okay, the craziest theory is, honestly, what you said, right? That these savage homeless people... Because there is this homeless guy that went on record that said, that was interviewed, that he heard some kind of scuffle, and in which he believes that somebody attacked Riley and pushed him into the water. That's probably the craziest theory that I've heard. I think this homeless guy probably should be given zero credit after you hear him for a few minutes. But a lot of people are going with that.
The fact that he, like, if he got drunk or was peeing, fell, dropped his car, went to pick it up, fell over, hit his head, went into the river.
I mean, already had hit his head on the pole. He already hit, like, he's already got a head trauma.
Yeah, so that's not as... It's not as good.
You can't blame someone.
Yeah, you can't blame. Everybody wants to blame somebody.
Right, you got
to
find a reason. Like, yes, he was drunk. Yes, he hit his head. Yes, he was stumbling. But it wasn't his fault. Do you know what I mean? Like, all those things. But if he stumbles in the water and drowns and you find him in Ohio or where, you know, somewhere in the Ohio River.
Yeah, they say the Ohio River is where it would empty into, which is the heavy current, and then it slows down.
When we went to New Orleans, I was completely hammered, lost everybody, and went and slept on a porch of somebody's house.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, and just behind bushes. Like, so how dangerous is that fucking shit? I could be Riley.
Like, we could be like the Steve Lambros.
I mean, I got locked into a stairwell in which I could not find my way out. And
I heard about that.
God damn, that was fucking... God.
And then you didn't have a cell phone signal, so you're stuck in a stairwell.
Yeah.
We had a cell phone signal.
No, I did not in the stairwell.
Because you kept texting me. I don't want to get into it. She was texting me.
You have to have a key to get in or out, and like I had none.
So every floor had a door that you need to buzz in. So you could walk up the stairs. It had a elevator.
Yeah.
But if you chose the stairs and you wanted to get off in the second floor, you had to buzz in. Or you wanted to go up to the third floor. You know what I mean? Like, you
It was a security thing, which was good.
Yes.
Unless you didn't
but
have
there was
something
like
to buzz
stairwells.
In.
So she got separated from the group because somebody butted in front of us in line to get a cookie at 2 a.m. So she got pissed off. Went into the stairwell. Everybody thinks she's back in the room. We go to the back room. She's not there. I get a text that says, stairwell.
I couldn't get out. I didn't know where I was.
So all of us, there's four of us, I think, and we're all looking at all the stairwells. I just keep getting texts about how I don't love her.
I'm stuck in the stairwell. I can't get out.
Because I'm not rescuing her from a random stairwell. And we're just assuming that she's at the stairwell in our hotel. We don't know.
I was in the next place.
We don't like. we just don't know.
I went to the wrong place. Which is what happens, right? You're at Riley. Like, opposite way of his hotel.
That's understandable.
Exactly like there's two stairwells that are attached, and it's like they go to two separate. We were in like a condominium. We weren't in a hotel.
Right.
I can't tell you how many times I've been lost in parking garages, like where I think my car is somewhere and I'm in like the wrong.
Yeah,
the
it's
wrong.
Easy to get disoriented, especially if you don't know. And if you're drunk and you just start heading. I mean, he should just sat out front.
I know.
There's like, so many opportunities. And like,
yeah, like why wouldn't
you
just
when
sit
the
out
officer
front, wait for
saw
guys.
Him, you thought, just talk to the officer, like you're yelling at the camera. Like,
yeah, but he is like,
but he doesn't know that he's
in danger.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's probably in his mind thinks he's
the reason,
headed
going,
towards the
right,
hotel.
The reason why I brought this up is the first couple days, everyone was pointing fingers at Luke 32 Bar. How dare them? Like, because originally
it's not their fault.
Well, here's my, I guess, debate and question, because I can see both sides of the story. So a lot of them were like, because the first reports were that Riley went out this back entrance that he got kicked out of, and that his frat brothers were not allowed to go with him. Well, since then, the story has changed. Well, it wasn't a back entrance. It was actually a front entrance. Although there is a back entrance that they can kick you out of. Apparently, the camera footage shows him leaving the front entrance.
Okay.
And then it was like, well, why wasn't his frat brothers allowed to go with him? And everybody was like, well, they had to pay their bar tab, so they weren't allowed to leave until they paid their bar tab. So there's all these.
That's kind of fishy. Because
these stories are not now holding up. Bottom line is everybody wants this quote-unquote law to change in which bars that say, okay, we're not serving you anymore, which is the law. They have the right to cut you off. They should not serve you once you're heavily intoxicated. Is there a responsibility in which once they say you're not getting any more alcohol, you got to leave, that they have to provide some type of safety or security net in which you're with somebody, they call a cab, they call an Uber, or what have you?
I think if it was a woman in that scenario, I feel like...
You just open up a whole new can of worms, Steve. Like let's go I'm with, st- if no. it's a human being, well, is no. there
Steve,
a responsibility?
What is a woman?
But I just feel like I think being a bouncer is a thankless job. Listening to the episode last week with you and Phil, I was just like, being a bouncer sucks. Yeah. Yes. You're there to like kick people out and yeah. stop fucking yeah. trouble. And when you stop keep trouble, order. Everybody hates you. You know, you're they're kind of a dick going in. But I don't know. I'm just speaking for myself. Like I feel like if I kicked out a dude. You know what? No, I'm lying to myself. Like, if some drunk girl was in there, I'd be like, get the fuck out.
Yeah, because they'd be just as annoying.
I wouldn't be like, get the fuck out, and then be like this. Oh, but first, let's make sure you have your friend with you to make sure you get home safely.
Aren't the friends around? Do you know what I mean? That they see it happen.
Yeah.
So there is the responsibility. Like, if you came with five people and the other four see you get kicked out, there is a responsibility within the group to be like, I don't fucking want to babysit you, but God damn it. Here we go again.
And in a place like Nashville, where now it's just like everybody goes and gets fucking hammered all the time.
Right.
Like why is it the responsibility of the bar to make sure every, because they probably kick out so many people.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the whole thing. Like we've been to Nashville plenty of times. We go to the bar, right? James goes up to the bar. We're with five people. He gets six drinks. How do they know what my status is? He goes away from the bar with six drinks and gives it to himself and us five. Yeah. There is zero chance they know what my status is, how many I've had to drink, what I've had to drink.
Yeah.
There cannot be a law in which this happens. Like you have to be an adult at some point in time. If the legal drinking age is 21, in that point you assume responsibility.
Yeah. I don't think the bar is at fault at all. Like they care about themselves and the patrons that are in the bar.
Yeah.
So if someone's going to like fuck up that time, that's their responsibility to the patrons in the bar to make sure they're having a good time. They kick the fucking person out.
It goes back to you being an adult. You just, and then it goes back to your friends. It goes back to you associate with. So there's just a lot of controversy right now. People are throwing, you know, they're upset. A kid's missing. It's their friend. They want somebody to be liable.
And sometimes accidents, they just happen. It sucks. And if the planets align the wrong way and everything goes against you, you're fucking dead in a river. And we're going to find him two states down.
The fucking Grim Reaper knows it's your time. Joe Black.
All right, I wish we could end on a happy note. all this death.
I know.
I don't even know what to say. I'm depressed.
Sorry to bring it down.
True crime podcast now. Yes, we can reclassify ourselves now.
Find us in the true crime podcast section of your favorite podcast app.
Hopefully they find this dude. Hopefully he's just hanging out.
He's in Canada.
He swam the Ohio River to Canada. Don't even know if it goes there, but I'm sure Joe would help me.
it does not.
All right.
If you're swimming upstream.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thank you for hanging out again with us this week. And if you are new, consider coming back next week. For Inappropriate, I'm Jim.
I'm Steve.
And special guest,
Nicole.